Podcast. I'm Jackie Best Crow, the ODA Managing Editor and host of Oddcast. Today, I'm here with ODA Executive Director David Oshani, as well as the ODA's lobbyist, Adam Hewitt and Bob Blazer. We're going to be talking today about the recent election results and how that will affect dentistry in Ohio. So could you start by talking to us about the polling, because the election results ended up a little differently than we expected?
I'm happy to. Probably it'll go down as the election of 2018 and polling being one of the big stories, actually. Going into the election and being Ohio-specific, we probably believed, based on the polling, that there would be three Democrats and maybe two Republicans in the five statewide offices, Ohio-centric statewide offices, that would win. It appeared that Rich Cordray had a slight lead and had maintained a slight lead in the governor's race, although it was within the margin of error. Zach Space seemed to be the most likely candidate to win for auditor. He was running against Keith Faber. And right on down the ticket, one of the things that I found interesting was no one, and I mean not one pollster, ever talked about a Republican sweep at the statewide level. As a matter of fact, they kind of believed that Ohio at least was on the western end of maybe a Democratic tidal wave, for lack of a better description. And that just didn't happen. When you looked at the results and you kind of compared it to the polling and you looked at the map, it was very interesting. There are some folks now that are backpedaling that believe we still have Republicans and Democrats, but they believe just as important when you go to the polls as whether you're Republican or Democrat is whether you're in an urban setting or a rural setting. The rurals came out very strong for Republicans. The urban centers came out very strong for the Democrats. And probably for the first time, the suburban results were much more in favor of the Democrats than they'd been in the past. And that seemed to be a national trend, not just in Ohio. But if you listen to the polling, actually State Issue 1, which addresses the opioid epidemic, mm-hmm. until about a week before the election, looked like it was a slam dunk based on the polling to pass in this state, and it went down 2-1. So polling is something that we've all looked at and will continue to look at, but it's becoming less and less accurate, and it's tougher to do.
So, Adam, can you give us an update on what happened in the elections on Tuesday?
Yeah. As Bob said, statewide, Republicans kind of swept the field. There were three exceptions to that. Sherrod Brown won re-election as U.S. Senator, and then the two Democrats that were running for Supreme Court also won. Sherrod Brown winning wasn't much of a surprise. The two Democrats on the Supreme Court winning, whenever Republicans swept everywhere else, certainly was. Even though there was a Republican sweep across the statewide, there were some pickups for Democrats in the state house. There was a net 4 gain by House Democrats over House Republicans, taking the majority from 66-33 in favor of Republicans down to 62-37. There's still a couple races that are out there, but it looks like that number's going to stick. At the same time that happened, the Senate changed from a 24-8 majority, again favoring Republicans, to a 24-9 majority, to a 25-8 majority. So they actually picked up a seat while in the House they lost. A bunch of that has to do with where those House races were and where those Senate races were. The House races typically, where the Democrats saw victory, were in suburban areas, particularly in Franklin County, where you saw three Republican seats switch over to Democrat hands, and they were mostly in the suburbs. That's now setting up a next General Assembly where the majority is a little bit smaller, and you have a brand new governor, and that'll make for an interesting first quarter of legislation and ultimately into the budget.
So what does all this mean for dentists in Ohio?
I think for dentists in Ohio, this was a very positive election. Mike DeWine and John Huston have a long history with the Dental Association, and I think they truly do understand our issues. Also, some of the changes in the Senate are positive. We have a medical doctor that's coming over that has been a provider and understands dentistry pretty well. We also have some of our strongest allies returning or switching chambers, and I think ultimately dentists fared very well this election cycle, and we have some new champions that'll be really strong for us in the future.
I think if you believe that Ohio is headed in the right direction, that will continue. And if you believe that Ohio is not headed in the right direction, you'll be disappointed in these election results. But one thing that we know with regard to dental issues at the State House is our issues are not partisan issues like abortion or gun control. Our issues relate to good oral health, and that cuts across party lines. We support Republicans and Democrats as long as they support dentists and dentistry and dental patients. And so we've had good success at the State House promoting oral health when the Democrats were in majority, and we've had good success supporting oral health issues and initiatives with the Republicans in control. And we expect that to continue. Again, our issues, Dr. Crowley likes to say that while our members can be Republicans and our members can be Democrats, all dentists are part of the Tooth Party, and that's what we promote at the State House. So regardless of who is in the majority, we will promote good oral health and policies that allow dentists to continue to practice in a way that allows them to operate their independent businesses without unnecessary interference from government, and to be able to provide positive oral health for their patients.
So under Governor Kasich, one of his big pushes was to reduce opioid addiction. Do you expect that to continue under Mike DeWine?
I do. I think it's a main driver for every elected official in the Midwest. I think Ohio in particular was hit extremely hard on opioids. It's a main priority for them moving forward. I don't think you'll see any pushback for moving forward on reducing opioid addiction and then helping those that are addicted. One of the issues that was on the ballot, issue one, which Bob had mentioned earlier, did fail, but it revolved around criminal sentencing reform and getting people the help they need. Yesterday, the Senate President and the Speaker and the Governor all committed towards doing additional work on opioid addiction and criminal sentencing reform. So we're going to see that in the early part of the next General Assembly.
You know, the opioid issue is probably one of the few issues where you get true bipartisan support. Mm-hmm. Probably be some differences in terms of how you get there, but it certainly would be a priority with all caucuses, all elected officials.
I have been proud of the dental profession and our willingness to be proactive on this issue. We have worked with the Ohio State Dental Board to make sure that there is appropriate regulations so that we are not over-prescribing for our patients, so that opioids aren't getting into the hands of our youth or being abused in such ways that it's leading to addiction and overdose deaths. Having said that, the regulations are also reasonable enough to ensure that dentists, and especially oral surgeons, retain the clinical judgment to be able to control their patients' pain, again, without running the risk of addiction for those patients. So I expect that to continue to be an issue that will be addressed in the state of Ohio, but in dentistry, I'm proud to say that we largely have addressed those issues. And while there continues to be important issues with regard to drug enforcement, treatment, I think the prescribing community has really stepped up and done its part to try to control the opioid abuse problem.
Dave, can you give us an update on what kind of issues we have going on at the State House currently?
Sure. Well, with the election, there will be a significant number of new legislators who will be sworn into office in January. We will have a new governor. We will have new statewide officers. So what goes along with that is educating these new policymakers on our issues. Some of those issues can range from helping them understand that proposals to create so-called mid-level providers in dentistry do not really advance the ball when it comes to addressing oral health issues, and in fact, may have negative implications for Ohio's patients. We continue to strive to ensure that every citizen in Ohio has access to the full range of services that only a dentist can provide. And those who have suggested that we create an undertrained provider to try to provide irreversible surgical procedures, we think are misguided. We think those proposals potentially create a dual standard of care where people who can afford it get the full range of services that a dentist can provide, where our underserved patients, our most vulnerable patients, are left with the lesser trained provider. We don't think that's good public policy in the state of Ohio. So we will continue to work with legislators to ensure that they understand the importance and cost effectiveness of oral health, including ensuring that they fully fund the Medicaid program so that those dentists that provide Medicaid services are able to cover their overhead costs. And that's important to us. So we'll work on those issues. There's also issues related to interference that occur from unnecessary regulations or interference of clinical care between the dentist and the patient by dental insurers who overreach. And we continue to educate policymakers on those issues too, so we can address those issues. And then as technology has changed, we have seen states move toward the provision of care through teledentistry. So we will likely update the laws in Ohio to reflect new technologies to allow dentists to efficiently utilize technology in their practices. So there are a lot of issues on our agenda. And as I mentioned, with term limits and the turnover at the General Assembly, and with a significant number of new elected officials, both statewide and at the State House, we will have a full agenda in educating policymakers so they understand our issues. But we've always had a receptive audience at the State House, and I expect we will in 2019.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
The views expressed in Oddcast are solely those of the individual and do not necessarily represent the view of the Ohio Dental Association. The speakers are intended to offer opinions, information, and general guidance and should not be construed as legal advice or as an endorsement by the ODA. Dentists should always seek the advice of their own legal counsel regarding specific circumstances.